it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Things we've never seen before. First time ever. I don't know if you know this season. Every single NFL game this season will be available on one streaming platform or another. So that's 272 regular season games. In fact, there are 20 NFL games this season that will only be found on streaming. So that is a first. That's from Deadline NFL tackles linear TV with every game available online this season for the first time ever. Yeah, to me, the only surprising thing is they didn't go to this model a couple of years ago. I mean, this is how money is now made for, you know, broadcasting events, you know, entertainment, movies, series, whatever. All right. Number four. This is fascinating to me. Number four, biggest story in America right now. I can see that on the very expensive app that we pay a lot of money for so we can know what you care about. It's not available to the public. Number four. Here's the headline. Chilling video shows moments before Ukrainian refugee was, she was so beautiful, was stabbed to death on the Charlotte light rail line. And it is, I mean, it's so shocking. She just sits down. She's just worked a shift at a pizza place. She's, you know, you could tell she's small bone, would never have a chance against this guy. He's sitting behind her the whole time. He is a repeat felon, convict, arrested over 14 times. Of course, he is out on no bail because that's the Democrat way. Democrats, i.e. criminals, they consider all criminals to be Democrats, are not impeded in any way from going back in the public. And out of nowhere, he's sitting on the light rail line behind her. She just sits in front of him. She's not paying attention. She's on her phone. He just stands up, hauls up, and just swings down. He just viciously swings down with that knife. Number four story in the country. Now, here's where this gets interesting. So we can see the hits, the clicks, the likes. People are sharing it. People are talking about it. It's huge. You go to the sources. Which articles are being shared? What is charting this on this app that's showing us this is fourth biggest story in the entire country right now? Who's reporting it? Well, Fox News is. Who else is reporting it? Epoch Times, Daily Caller, and the Hindustan Times. Wait, of India? Yes, one of their top stories today. In the Hindustan Times? Yes. They're deep into it. What was DeCarlos Brown Jr.? He's the knifer. What was DeCarlos Brown Jr.'s motive behind the Charlotte killing of Irina Zartuska? Did he suffer from schizophrenia? What's interesting about this, the Hindustan Times has this on the cover. Because it's so shocking when you see the video. Okay. American media. Zero stories by the Associated Press, PBS, New York Times, NPR, Wall Street Journal, BBC, CNN, Washington Post, Reuters, and MSNBC, 0000. Well, go ahead and make it straight. The Hindustan Times has it on the front page. Uh-huh. And they're like in India. Yeah, they're in India. And they think this is a big story. Uh-huh. Because they don't care if Democrats win or lose. Uh-huh. But the mainstream media has blacked this out. Has blacked it out. Folks, let me explain how this works. We've done this a long time, okay? Women murdered, raped, and really people murdered due to Democrat crime or open borders policies are always canceled, even if they were Democrat voters in good standing. If you embarrass the party by dying in a manner that defies the narrative, you simply canceled. You don't exist. You have embarrassed the party. You've defied the narrative. We can't have that. Orwell understood. It's his playbook that they're following. Okay, how extreme is this getting overnight? The left is canceling Irina Zarudska for the crime of embarrassing them by dying. It is so bad. You could still see this, at least you could right before the show starts. Go to Wikipedia, put her name in, Irina Zarudska. Again, Ukrainian refugee, came here to escape the war. Putin didn't kill her, but she couldn't survive a blue city. And it says at the top, there's a red notice. An editor has nominated this article for deletion off Wikipedia. You are welcome to participate in the deletion discussion on whether or not to retain it. Why? She has embarrassed the Democrat Party. She has proven their policies do not work with her blood. She's a bad person and she should be canceled. This is a freak show. Folks, if you see the video, it is so shocking. Did you see it? Oh my gosh, it terrifies me and my daughter going out in the world like this. And I keep telling her, you got to avoid blue cities. It's not worth it. You can't make it. He stabs her. He's very casual, but kills her. She's fighting for her life. And the people on the light rail line haven't like completely noticed it, especially the ones where it happened behind them. They start to notice he tries to walk over to the exit and he can't get off because the light rail line's still going. He's dripping her blood all over the place. And people start to notice like, that blood? What is it? What's going on?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrat policies. Folks, this guy committed grand larceny, robberies, armed robberies, 7 of them over 7 years, almost all of the charges dismissed. I used to cover crime in Charlotte. If you ever hear me say I was a crime reporter, that's where I covered it. And that's what I covered, was that Democrats were doing this in Charlotte 15 years ago. That what they would do to keep Democrats on the voter rolls, and many of them were criminals, is they would simply dismiss the charges. Charlotte had one of the highest per capita dismissal rates in the entire country. And so I coined the term misdemeanor homicide. That was when you did your first homicide. They didn't think anything of it. They bonded you out. And usually while awaiting trial on that first homicide, you'd commit your second homicide or a series of armed robberies. It was no big deal. They'd turn you right back out. I mean, Charlotte was on the cutting edge of Democrats doing this for a long time. But check this out, okay? New York Times, you go to New York Times right now. You put in George Floyd in their search engine. 5,897 mentions in the New York Times, George Floyd. Trayvon Martin, 1,100. Daniel Penny, who committed the unpardonable offense of getting in the way of a demented, delusional Democrat who wanted to hurt or kill subway passengers while being white. Because that was Daniel Penny's real crime, being white and trying to save those poor people, many of whom, by the way, were black. But nobody cares about the victims. It's all about the Democrat voter, i.e. the perp. Daniel Penny, 100 articles on Daniel Penny as they try to take him down, put him in prison because he choked out the perp who died. Although it appeared he was drug overdosing like George Floyd did. It wasn't that cop that killed George Floyd. Everybody knows that, except Democrat media. Do you think New York Times has even mentioned Irina Zarudska? Nope, zero. Zero. But here's the thing. You can't hide it forever. You can't hide it forever. One account, and wokeness on X alone, 50 million views. It just hit 50 for that story. And yet mainstream media thinks they can black it out. They don't have the power they used to. One account, 50 million. Americans are outraged by this. So let's get this straight. A white man restrains a black man who has a very long criminal history, who is acting erratic and threatening to kill people on the subway. And there's national outrage. Over 100 articles just from the New York Times covering Daniel Penny and advocating for him to go to prison for interfering with a vicious criminal who is mentally ill. Yes. Why? Race. But a black man brutally stabs a quiet white girl minding her own business. No national outrage. And she is punished with cancellation. But if we didn't have X, would we even know about this? The answer is no, we wouldn't. We wouldn't know about this. A lot of folks reacting to this. Text to Race Terry, it's called restorative justice. You're allowed to commit crimes. Another texter writes, hey, Tara, the Charlotte stabbed was, thinking about the woman, was looking at her phone before he attacked her. Watch for the left to claim she was watching something that triggered him. Another texter writes, love the show, but y'all have got to get this station fixed. I know, the signals are a mess. Hey, listen, we had one of our two transmitters go down. And we should, I am told, within the week, have that back up. So that's going to help the signal in the cars. And then I know the streaming's been off. I am really sorry. You can also, if our streaming is off, you can always try me on X. I stream live there. Try my Rumble channel, Tara Servatius. Or, you know, obviously always start with our app, which is the Odyssey app. Or you can stream us live on our website, 98.9WORD. It's 98.9WORD. If the streaming is not working there, then you can try all of my social media. I'm always streaming there too. I am really sorry. I'm always bugging the management and they're tired of hearing from me about the sound. And I know they are working hard to try to get it fixed. We're doing everything that we can. Hopefully in about a week or so, it'll be better. So I apologize profusely. Please just hang in there with us. I've done everything I can. I think I'm getting on the management's nerves, actually. I think they don't want to hear from me anymore. So you've been heard, I've been heard, I've forwarded your, you know, messages and texts to them, and we're doing everything that we can. Sometimes it just takes a while to get stuff in the mail and parts and things we need. So thanks for hanging in there.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.